Welcome to this Thursday, April 3rd edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball along with Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, you know, with all the financial turmoil that's happening around us, people are searching for answers like never before.
Well, it's a tough time out there, and I've been tracking it myself. In fact, I've been reading this little insight where a group of people have been tracking how many times the R word is used in the New York Times and the Washington Post. And the R word is recession. And in 1991, it was used 1,600 times. And in 2002, 1,100 times. Those were the two peaks since they've been using this graph. And they were accurate in predicting two pretty significant periods of recession. And in 2008, Dave, it's up to about 500 times already. So, you know, they're not claiming to be able to predict a recession from this graph, but it is a pretty good indication of what's on people's minds, and it is certainly what everybody's thinking about.
Chuck, you've created an innovative tool called the Financial Health Index, which we'll talk about after the break. But first, what's today's top three?
Well, today's top three are facts about recessions. Negative economic news continues to make headlines in the U.S. and across the world, and recession fears are spreading due to the weakening U.S. economy. Well, I can't predict if we're actually in a recession, but there are some facts about recessions that I think will help you get perspective should we actually experience more economic slowing. For one thing, recessions are not cause for panic. They're simply corrections in an economy. Since 1930, we've had 11 recessionary periods. That's been 13.4% of the time. So this is not something that we should be surprised by. Fact number two, recessions do not normally last very long. The average recession has lasted only about 10 months. And fact three, our worst recessions have lasted 16 months. Now, even though these recessions are common and they don't last long, economic downturns hit us all where it hurts. People lose jobs. Savings and investments may decline. Home equities can evaporate. And these are not insignificant trials. But worrying will not change a thing. Giving will. Get your mind on others and how you can serve their needs during a recession. This is the time to rise up and demonstrate that we serve a God who meets all of our needs. Giving is the greatest antidote to fear, whether or not we have a recession.
Well, thanks, Chuck. Coming up, find out how you rate on the Financial Health Index when Money Life returns.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life, the brand new daily radio program from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball along with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I suspect most people listening know what a credit score is. And in fact, there's probably some of our listeners who know what their individual score is right off the top of their head. But what you're going to share with us today is a completely different kind of financial scoring system.
Well, of course, we've all come to be dependent on our credit scores, our FICO scores, but in fact, that's not a very good snapshot of our financial health. And I began to think, is there a way, particularly with this new program and what we're trying to communicate, is there a way to help people get a really good grasp on how they're doing financially, what I call their financial health, a holistic view? How are they doing on the make side, their income side, what maybe some people would call their offensive side? How are they doing on the manage side, maybe what some would call their defense? And how are they doing on the fulfill side? And if we take those three aspects of this whole view of the biblical view of money, how am I really doing? Mm-hmm. And so we came up with this very simple self-scoring assessment called the Financial Health Index. It's on our website, and we've got a number of factors there that help you analyze just how you're doing and where you are. I think in the long term, people are going to see this as actually much more helpful than maybe any other tool we've ever presented to tell me, where am I? Where do I need to go? What do I need to do to get better in this whole area of make, manage, and fulfill?
That's great, Chuck. Well, let's jump in. Let's take a look at some of these factors. Now, you've listed factors. Each of them are weighted, and you have a bottom end and a top end, and you're kind of on a scale, a sliding scale here. And it's not a test. It's really just an assessment for somebody to take objectively or subjectively and evaluate each of these factors for themselves.
Well, we posted this on the web, and so if you want to go there right now and follow along as we're talking through this, I just want to give you a feel for it, because basically it's something that it's just between you and the Lord, or you and your spouse, somebody that you are accountable to, where you just look at it and you say, all right, I'll be really, really honest with myself. So here's factor number one. It's very simple. It's a factor of how you're doing on the area of your income or how you make money. And here's the statement. I am willing and able to work. That's okay. All it says. I'm willing and able to work. That's the biblical way God provides for us. He expects us to work. He put Adam in the garden to work. And that was before the fall. So it's not because we're cursed. That was Adam's original purpose, to be a good steward and to work in the garden. So on a low end, your attitude to this statement might be, not really. I only work if absolutely necessary. I don't like work. I don't find joy in work. As a matter of fact, I'm miserable when I work. And then on the high end of that scale of financial health, I would say, I work with all my might and I find joy in my labor. And so if you're listening, you probably already know where you fit on that scale.
Sure.
It's pretty straightforward. And the higher up you are on that scale, I would say the better off you are with financial health, because God provides for us through work.
Let me ask you a question. Does this mean that you have to love what you do? Or does it mean that it's your attitude that you bring to your job, regardless of whether you like your job or not?
Well, I think the Lord said, for whatever we do, do it all for His glory. And anything that we're doing that reflects glory to the Lord, I get joy from. There's a lot of parts about work that are just not fun. In fact, I divide work into two parts, the fun part and the hard part. And most of us want the fun part.
Sure.
But when we do the hard parts, that's when I think God is most glorified. And when I get some of my greatest joy, when I lean into what is very hard and difficult, and sometime, Dave, like you said, that is our attitude. Mm. As a matter of fact, the verse where the Lord said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, that's Ecclesiastes 9:10. That seldom is thought of with our attitude, that we use all of our might to have a good attitude. I just wrote an article about that in our newsletter, and many people thought, I've never applied that verse to how I view my work, because so many people are miserable. And I would tell you, that's not healthy. So in this assessment, those are the kind of things we hope people discover about themselves.
Good. Factor number two, I have achieved my maximum income potential by developing my skills. What does that mean?
Well, this one may be a little controversial, because if you look at the assessment, basically it's based upon using the skills that God has given you. Have you actually assessed what did God make you to do? What did He wire you to do? What did He equip you uniquely to do? And are you using them in the field where He called you and achieving your very best? And a lot of times, Dave, there's a huge difference between the people who are in the top of their field and what they earn between the people who are average in their field. As a matter of fact, I just read a survey recently that said the top 5% of people in their field usually earn about twice of what the people who are in the average portion of their given field are in. So there's a major, major difference. And I would say on the low end, you would score yourself as having no source of earned income and no job skills. You are in trouble. That's poor financial health.
That's bad.
And so to balance it out, we had to say, what is the high end of that? Mm-hmm. And the top end of that, you've maximized your income potential and you're using the skills which God gave you and you're developing them, using them with all your might.
You know, Chuck, I can imagine people are listening today and have a big, huge question mark in their minds about, how do I know if I'm where God wants me to be? Does that mean I love my job all the time? Does that mean I'm always employed? Does that mean I never change careers? How would you answer that question?
Well, Dave, I think there's a very common sense method. And the common sense method is a simple equation. How much energy do you put in, and what are the results that come out on the other side? And if you have to put in a massive amount of energy for a very limited result on the other side, it may not be what God equipped you to do. So let's flip that over. If it doesn't require a massive amount of energy, but there's a huge result on the other side, that's when, in a very common sense way, we can just say, possibly God's given his favor to this effort.
Sure.
I think God's created in all of us some areas where we just feel liberated. We feel like if you're a musician, the song in your heart is being sung. It's coming forward. It's coming out of you because God put it in there. And the tragedy is so many people get stuck doing things they don't want to do. Mm. I get calls from people frequently who tell me, I want to do something that helps me to fulfill my life purpose. Well, quite frankly, this is what this index will help you to see. Are you on that path, or do you need to make adjustments so that you can get into that spot where God wants you to be?
We'll continue our look at the Financial Health Index when Money Life returns.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System, and you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here with Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, for those that are just joining us, maybe you could take just a minute and review where we've been today.
Well, Dave, we have been introducing our listeners to the Financial Health Index. It's online at crown.org. It's a self-scoring assessment where they can kind of holistically look at areas where they may have strengths or weaknesses around these three simple categories: how I make money, how's my offense, how do I manage it, do I have a good, strong defense, and am I using the resources God gave me to fulfill his purposes? And we talked about the first two factors, very simple statements: am I willing and able to work? And you self-score on a low end to a high end, how you respond to that statement. Statement number two, or factor number two, I have achieved my maximum income potential by developing my skills. Are you on the low end or high end of that?
Mm-hmm.
So you get an idea if you go online, follow along with us. At the end of this, you'll get a numeric score, a quantifiable number of where you are with your financial health.
Oh, that's great, Chuck. Let's move on to the managed portion of this.
Well, there's a lot of factors under each one of these that you have to do an assessment. And one of the factors, it's actually factor number six under how you manage money, is this statement: I have control of my spending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's much more important than saying I'm on a budget, or I'm on a spending plan, or I use a system, because you can actually have a plan but you don't have control.
And never use it.
And actually, that's probably more the norm than the exception. If people say, oh, I've tried the plan, I just can't do it. And actually, sometimes the plan is what gets in the way. But let me share a verse that I think is so important about this issue. It's Proverbs 25:28, and the Lord said, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. And you know what that means? It means that you are completely vulnerable to enemy attacks. You have no walls. You're not fortified in any way. You are subject to every enemy attack. Self-control is a huge part of financial health. So if you look at this statement, you can go online and look at the metric there and say, on the low end, you spend every single penny you earn. You're just completely out of control. You spend everything. Absolutely nothing in place that slows you down. On the top end of that scale, you would say, in response to that statement, I have discipline and self-control regarding the way I spend money. Now, that is financial health. That is a huge step forward, and you would score yourself very, very high on that factor.
Give me an idea on that. Let's stay with that just for a moment. Give me an idea how I would know that I'm disciplined and I have self-control regarding spending money. Is there a percentage that I need to keep aside? Is there a certain set of rules I need to keep? How do I know how well I'm doing in that regard?
Well, I think that there's other factors in the index that will lead you to that will quantify how much you're saving and those kind of things. This one is different. It is an attitude. In fact, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Larry Burkett used to say that saving money was a fruit of the Spirit, and people would say, oh, yeah, prove that. Well, think about what they are. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and self-control. And
correct.
So self-control comes from the Lord. And we demonstrate that He's in control of our life when we submit to Him. And I will tell you, one of the easiest ways to tell is if you just can't say no. If you are in a situation and you need to postpone a purchase, and you find that I just can't do it. I go in the store, I pick up everything that I want, or I see something I want, and I get it right then. You are out of control.
Well, you know, Chuck, that certainly is a very clear way to know. Let's move on. Let's go to the fulfill part of the assessment.
Well, there's a number of factors on the index, Dave, and the ones that make the most difference. Because if you're doing great on the make side, you're doing great on the manage side, but you miss this part of it, the financial health that comes through fulfilling God's purposes, you're really in trouble. So here's the statement under factor number 11. I maintain healthy relationships with my family and all others whom God has placed in my life. Now, that's an interesting one for most people.
Yeah.
But let me give you an example of what it looks like on the low end of the scale. If you're alienated from your family, your friends, or your church, you just have broken all those relationships, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because God uses family, He uses friends, He uses people in your church and the body of Christ to help you, to encourage you, to pull you along through the difficult times. And if you have not been the kind of person that they have grown to love and appreciate, you're probably not going to have their support when you're in trouble. So on the low end of the scale, I would say your financial health is in great jeopardy if there's a big wake in your path and all the relationships are ruined. But on the top end, if you have healthy relationships with family, with friends, with people in your church, and you are an engaged member of the body of Christ, you are loved and cared for, I would tell you, you're in much better shape than most other people. You know, the Bible says to make every effort to live in peace with all men. Every effort. Make every effort. And so a part of having financial health is not how much I have stored away, but do I have good value in my relationships? Could I call in the help of others when times are difficult? I know Anne loves the fact that we attend a church. We're in a body of believers where they take care of each other. It gives her a great sense of security and comfort. She knows if one day I don't come home, there's going to be people in our lives that come around her that are there ministering, that are there with their resources to help her through whatever she may face. So it's a significant part and often an overlooked part of our financial health.
You know, Chuck, it's so true that God never designed us to live in isolation. And one of my friends calls the people that live in isolation Lone Ranger Christians. And yet, It's in community that we find strength in times of need, and in community that we get to truly enjoy the victories and joys of life. We're going to take a quick break, and Chuck, when we get back, I want you to give us some final tips for navigating successfully through this current economic uncertainty. That's all coming up when Money Life returns.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. Chuck, as we wrap up the program, give us some takeaways from what we learned today.
Well, Dave, I'm really hopeful that as people remember the top three facts about recessions, that they'll put that in perspective, that they won't panic, that they won't be fearful of what lies ahead. There is so much bad economic news out there right now. We're just inundated with it. I know I'm reading about it all the time, and I'm hopeful that people will apply the advice that it's time to give. It's time to help somebody else. The antidote to fear and the antidote to being concerned about all this is to reach out to someone else. Your neighbor is concerned. The people you work with are concerned, but we've got the solution. We have our hope in Christ. He's not in recession. He's not going to fail us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And so this is our time to rise up. I think that's a very important message from today's program. Also, Dave, this financial health index is so important, and I would hope people would take it seriously. This is a time where if you've procrastinated, if you've put it off, just take the time to go online at crown.org and work through the questions. You don't have to show anybody else. It's not to embarrass you. It's to help you to see, where am I? Am I prepared for the future? If there's fallout coming, if there's major adjustments coming, am I ready? And if not, what's it going to take to get you motivated to get ready?
Chuck, how long will it take to fill out that assessment?
Well, it's interesting. Ann and I did it ourselves. After we developed the tool, we sat down and we were going through it, and Ann said, have we scored ourselves? And it only takes about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we've got our own score, and we're looking at where we need to get stronger and what factors we need to shore up. But Dave, I would love it if our listeners would take the questionnaire and come up with the metric and give us some feedback. I've made my email available. It's chuckbentley@crown.org. I can't answer all the emails that I'll get, but I can read what you're thinking. Did it help you? Did it give you the kind of insight we're hoping it will give you? And where are you? And what do we need to be talking about going forward? What kind of guests do we need to bring in to help you make this journey more successful on your desire to make money, to manage it wisely, and to fulfill God's purposes for your life? That's where we want to help you every day.
Now, Chuck, again, that's at crown.org, and it's called the Financial Health Index.
It's right there on the opening page, Dave, and it's absolutely free. It's only going to take 5 minutes of your time, as we said earlier. And, Dave, it gives you a self-assessment at the very end. So after you get to the end of the questionnaire, then you can start to see where you are. And that's what I'm very interested in finding out.
I hope people
will give us feedback about that.
Well, thanks, Chuck. As we wrap up today's program, let me remind you that you can hear Money Life anytime online at crown.org. And while you're there, why don't you take a moment and sign up for our free podcast? It's just a click away at the media tab and follow the directions. Tomorrow, we'll continue our look at the current economic uncertainty through the lens of Scripture. And Chuck, does the Bible speak to our economic woes? And we'll find that out tomorrow. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, I'm Dave Ball, and thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.